It's a measure of the peculiarity of Matilda's position in 1135 that we know so little about her. Her contemporaries, whether friends, enemies, or neutral observers, struggle to decide how to handle or to judge her, how to place her within a political narrative that expected its chief protagonist to be male. As a result, she is an insubstantial, inconsistent presence in the chronicles, rarely seen in more than two dimensions, often disconcertingly portrayed as a marginal figure in her own story. We can only guess what she looked like. Her father, Henry, William of Malmesbury tells us, was more than short and less than tall. A vigorous, thick-set man with receding black hair, a steady gaze, and an unfortunate tendency to snore. Her mother, Edith Matilda of Scotland, meanwhile, was a woman of exceptional holiness and by no means negligible beauty. Although William puts no specific features to these royal good looks, he shows us the pious queen walking barefoot in church during Lent in penitential humility, and wearing a haircloth shift under her elaborate gowns. But master of the thumbnail portrait, though he was, William of Malmesbury's sketch of Matilda herself is uncharacteristically opaque, a somewhat impersonal coupling of her parents' most striking qualities. She displayed her father's courage and her mother's piety. Holiness in her found its equal in energy, and it would be hard to say which was more admirable.